This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Dish Network is going to roll out something tomorrow called Sling TV. It is, sadly, invitation only for now. Mere mortals like us will be able to get the streaming service next month, I'm told. It's all about the latest iteration of companies going over the top, is the catchphrase. You may want to take note of it because you're going to be hearing it a lot. CBS has done it. NBC is doing it. There's HBO Go, and the big cable guys are catching on as well. But Dish has something none of the others do, ESPN Live. Nova Sappho has the latest on the ever-changing nature of television and how we get it.
Here's what Dish is selling. For $20 a month, you get 12 channels. Forget the other 10 for a minute, and maybe even the 11th, CNN. Sling is streaming ESPN Live. Glenn Hauer, a research analyst at Park Associates, says live sports is the type of content that is key to building a streaming audience.
Content offering is going to be of pretty high importance to the consumer.
And Hauer says 20% of cable households with broadband say sports is a big reason why they subscribe to pay TV. So what are some reasons they don't subscribe? Some don't think they need it or can't pay for it, says Laura Martin. She's a senior cable and media analyst at Needham & Company.
The young people just don't really see the relevance of TV. The elderly, they watch more TV than any other demographic. But if they can't afford it, they can't afford it.
Tony Lenoir is a cable TV analyst at SNL Kagan. He says Sling TV, with its $20 monthly charge for live streaming, could be a game changer.
I think this whole thing could trigger a price war and obviously have an impact on multi-channel subscriptions.
That hasn't been lost on big media companies like ABC and CBS and cable outlets like HBO. They're all running or planning standalone streaming services. Lenoir says eventually all TV providers will have to offer some kind of pared-down streaming package.
Dish and others realize that and that there's no turning back, so they're adapting their business model.
Of course, Lenoir adds all that streaming TV takes costly bandwidth, and cable companies are still the biggest internet service providers. In New York, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.